just discovered I can increase the power of my prime by 5 times in 111 seconds.
Office automation, revolution. Accounting, no more books. A round of panic communications instantly. I can design ships, run power stations, oil, gas. Where would the energy industry be without prime?
Ask it how to handle a woman.
Romana, was you
mine? Yes.
Oh, prime.
Clever prime.
You can say that again.
Clever prime.
And we're back.
We're back after that Prime computer ad. Aren't they great? Yeah.
I know, I love them.
I love them.
So up to date.
Yeah. Totally interactive. So we're going about to dip into TV heaven.
Clever Prime.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Do you want to do the honours?
Yes, I think I will.
Can you
actually,
open the book in such a way that the listener hears the opening?
Oh, okay. I think I can do that. Hang on. Let's...
That was good.
Yes.
What have we got?
We've got Mr. Ben.
We've got Mr. Ben.
Hey, what is Mr. Ben?
Do you not know?
Yes, of course I do. I do have a comedic effect and then you ruined it.
See, no, I didn't. Yeah, because fine. I think the joke was on me.
Right. Mr. Ben is a man who can't walk properly, who goes into shops where the shopkeeper suddenly appears and he goes off to have magical adventures in the dressing room.
Well, according...
Sounds a bit like my Saturday night, actually, which is quite...
Really?
No, yeah. Minus the shopkeeper. No, anyway,
younger
yeah.
than me. what hadn't occurred to me is that when we did this, we'd actually be informed what the programme was about by Paul Condon and Gin Sangster.
Oh, really? Oh, I see. Okay.
Not Gin Sangster. Gin is what I'm drinking. Gin. Mr. Ben represents those pre-thatcherite values of individuality and escapism. I had never looked at it like that.
Absolute load of rollocks.
No.
It was a TV show about a man who went into it.
No.
You're denying things, Andy. Which...
Office workers trapped in the machine who desperately want an outlet for their creativity. It fits in with Richard Brier from The Good Life and Survivors, which is a programme you still haven't seen.
And
Virgin
Tracy in Thunderbirds as
Bad.
Well. Who wants to escape his office job and ends up piloting Thunderbird too.
You see? It's a dream there for
it
us
really
all.
It is, isn't it?
So, Mr. Ben, favourite episode? One. Have you got a favourite episode of Mr. Ben?
I think the one with the dragon's pretty good, actually. Do you remember that one?
I don't think I know that
when
one.
When he's a knight.
Well, yeah, the red knight.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. I quite like the cowboy one as well with the Indians. It was probably very un-PC now.
Mm.
But wasn't there hiding behind haystacks, or am I thinking of Andy Pandy?
Did Brian Kent do the voices?
No, it was Ray Brooks.
Oh, it was Ray Brooks of the Dalek Invasion of Earth 20.
No, I've got the wrong person now, haven't I? You see, our knowledge of...
It was Rebecca Brooks.
You see, this is the problem now. I've closed the book.
Yeah, which isn't good. So now we are on... What are we on now?
We
Miss
Marple. Open.
There we go.
Yeah, it was Ray Brooks.
It's incredible.
There you go.
The boy with the knack, as they say in the trailer.
Is that
the
same person?
I think it is. Yeah,
see,
I think
inexorably going back to Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And wait.
Go on.
He's here. Welcome,
he?
Sir.
Oh, there he is. And shall I? Oh, okay, some space on the sofa. Sorry, Terence. Do you want to come?
Oh, that's very charming of you. Thank you, sir. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So, Terence, it's fantastic.
Can I sit here? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. So, what we'd like to do is,
right?
You've agreed to come every edition to talk about.
Well, the word "agreed" is quite strong. It is quite strong, but. I only live, 50 miles away, so I can do it quite freely. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And we're very, very pleased about that. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
You're an absolute legend to
us.
No
problem.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick a DVD off the shelf.
Okay, yes. It's not going to be, Doctor Who related, is it?
Yeah, Doctor Who, obviously, yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Yes. What did you want to talk about? Not Doctor Who?
Just my other work, which is... Nothing else I have done in my entire life.
Okay, right, okay.
It's just Doctor Who the whole time, you see?
Yeah. So, okay, good. So here's the DVD we'd like you to talk about. So maybe if you could just, to introduce the DVD.
Yes.
A little game for the listener, they can work out which one it is. So if you could just read the back cover.
Right. Okay, special features, commentary by Peter Day. Oh, sorry, is this the wrong bit?
The bit at the top. Yeah, right. Just from there. Yeah.
General viewing, but some scenes... The TARDIS makes an unplanned landing on Manusa, where preparations are underway to celebrate the defeat of the Samoan Empire 5 centuries earlier. But the ancient evil of the Mara lives on, and Tegan, who has been haunted by disturbing dreams, Since her time under the
okay,
wounds.
Thank you.
Well,
so,
okay, right, yes,
so,
yes.
So, can you tell us a bit about Snake Dance? Your memories of it?
I did bugger all on it, sir. I wasn't involved.
But have you got any views on it?
No.
Okay, Terrence Dix, thank you very much. So you got a space outside, didn't you?
Well, I sort of parked in on the... Yes.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
All right. Just on the left, Terrence. Okay, thank you.
Come on, nice man.
I know, he was really lovely, good. Wasn't he?
What did he have to say about Snake Dance?
He didn't really remember it. It was odd.
That's disappointing.
It is, isn't it?
Then again, he had left the show 10 years earlier, hadn't he?
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe we picked the wrong one there.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, well, next time he's on.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
Right.
Anyway, yes,
so,
great.
Moving on. We are now moving on to Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes.
Hall of Fame.
Does whatever a
Hall of Fame
does. Can it swing from a web? No, it can't.
It's a Hall of Fame.
Wow. This gin is doing some talking.
I know.
Right.
So, what we thought we'd do is, I was going to say induce or induct. I think it's induct more properly.
Yeah.
Someone into the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Every podcast.
Indeed.
We're going to choose a character from a different drama series each week. And
yes,
we're going to make a case.
It's going to be a classic drama series.
Yeah,
something which
be.
Currently isn't being shown as well.
We're going to make a case for that person to go into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be an opportunity for you to vote after the podcast as well.
Yeah, so, and then we will publish the results in the next podcast.
Yeah, we'll let you know. So we're going to both pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's like the Prime Computer ads. It's totally interactive.
Oh, Prime.
Yeah, exactly.
You can say that again.
So, pitch.
Prime. Yes, right. Well, my person was the original main character from the programme Heartbeat.
I'm so going to win this one.
And,
you're going
He was so PC, Mary Whitehouse would have loved him. It was PC Nick Rowan from Heartbeat.
We need applause, really, there, don't
Played
we?
Played by Nick Owen, yeah.
No. Nick Owen? Or maybe Nick Berry?
It was an amalgamation of the character he was playing and the person he really was. Even he got confused in the end. He just ended up playing himself.
Yeah, keep going.
Well, he was the main character in Heartbeat and he was married to Naomi Cusack in it, I think, if I remember correctly.
Neve, even. But, yeah, well done.
Okay. Nadia Sawalia, I think, wasn't
no,
it?
No,
no. And, and he spent 5 years on the show, and then all I remember really of Nick Berry is the fact that he recorded a song.
What song?
Was it Every Loser Wins, wasn't it?
Every Loser Wins. Yeah, I don't remember
every
that.
Every Loser Wins, I think, wasn't it? It was the. Hang on, what's that?
It's a sort of beautiful lilting melody.
Is it the piano player next door?
Yeah. That's lovely, isn't it?
It is.
I feel quite relaxed.
I could just wax lyrical.
I don't
about
know what
Nick
that
Berry
is.
Now,
anyway,
he hasn't really been seen on our screen since Heartbeat.
Didn't
which
he do
makes
that
me...
marvelous series Harbour Lights a few years later that everyone remembers? Harbour Lights, anyone?
No,
no,
no.
Okay,
I think he's still stuck in the 1960s.
Is he?
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So,
just like me.
Now, my entry into the Hall of Fame
is.
The amazing, fantastic, I'm going to win so easily, it's ridiculous, is Susan Young, estate agent from Bergerac.
From Bergerac. And Bergerac was a show that featured John Nettles, wasn't
it? Yeah, well done.
It's my favourite kind of Nettles.
Is it?
Yeah.
So Susan Young, played by the very lovely Louise Jameson.
Mm. Who played Leela in Doctor Who?
Yes, and Blanche and Tenko.
Yes.
Bit of Bergerac here. Now, Susan Young, fantastic.
Mm.
It was dull when she wasn't in it, and she had some brilliant episodes.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about these and you don't know, but the episode in which she nearly got buried underground when she was trying to sell a bungalow.
You don't want that when you're
The episode where Francis Tomalty tried to kill her with a shotgun. Oh, good stuff. Really good stuff.
She sounds like she had quite a traumatised life.
Yeah, she did, and she could pick up the phone.
Wow.
As an estate agent. And she also was very good at lying in bed.
Yeah.
While John Nettles was getting up saying, I've got to leave, sorry.
Wow.
I know. Who would leave her there? Apparently John Nettles.
Mm.
Or at least Bergerac.
It's my worst kind of Nettles.
Anyway, we're coming back very shortly for part 3.
Yep.
Tune in. Click on part 3.
Chin chin.